if your home is marked by resentment and bitterness and unspoken, you know, just stuff that you have against one another, that's going to seep into the entire environment of the home. If it is marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, that's going to seep into the environment of your home.
You're listening to the Famous at Home podcast with Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, the podcast formerly known as In This Together.
Kind of like Prince, but not.
We're now In This Together, helping you be famous at home so you can thrive on your stage.
Every one of us has a stage, and no matter the stage we show up on, we all feel the stress of work, travel, and just plain busyness. Unfortunately, it's our loved ones under our own roof who often get our leftovers.
But what if we didn't have to choose between work and our family? Research shows the more connected we are to our spouse and kids, the more influence
and fun
we have on our respective stage.
So when your tires hit that driveway, keep in mind, the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
You are famous at home.
Welcome back to the Famous at Home podcast. Merry Christmas to you. We're almost in the new year as well.
And a happy new year.
And a happy new year. Today we're talking about 2020 vision for your family. And Christy and I have been talking a lot about this just because, get it, 2020
get
vision.
It.
2020 vision. We're starting a new decade.
Crystal clear.
It's one of those things where it's like...
It's a big shift.
It's a big shift if you make it an intentional shift, right? Because most people set New Year's resolutions and then they never follow through on them. Mm-hmm. And
or you set a word for the year and that lasts through January.
Yeah.
You go to the gym for the first 2 weeks.
I don't even know if I remember my word from last year.
I don't remember mine.
The gym was filled yesterday, I can tell you that. Post-Thanksgiving food. Everybody was at the gym trying to work it all off, I think, again. Before they eat it all again at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
But we wanted to talk about this because it's really about putting a stake in the ground for your family. And it's really about being intentional. And so many people, so many of us, it's so easy to get caught up in just life and getting back to work and getting back into our routines that we do not step out of the conform to the world, right? I mean, Paul writes to be no longer conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that is a deep, deep verse and passage and an understanding both in the natural and in the supernatural that is very, very powerful. It takes time, it takes intentionality, and it takes willingness to choose to renew your mind, renew your routines, renew your patterns, and get into a system and a rhythm for your family that really leads you to becoming famous at home because you're intentional about the time that you're spending with your spouse and with your kids, and you're championing that in a big way.
And I think it changes the way we live our life daily, right? Like, it's really transforming it. It's renewing how we think, which changes everything. And that's what I think is so powerful, is that as we're entering this new... It's just this restart that we all get as at the beginning of the year. I think we're more aware of it, that like we get to start new. And for those families who are in places of just same old, if you're in a place of struggle and hardship, of disconnection, of dull and bored and boring, this is a start, a stake in the ground. This is a place where we can all come back to and be like, you know what? It has been kind of rough. It has been kind of dull. It has been hard. It could even be traumatic, but like we get to put a stake in the ground and start new. And I think that's what's so powerful about beginning this new decade.
And one of the things I would encourage you to do is over the Christmas holiday or sometime over New Year's is spend time putting together a date, or putting together, if you're married, put together a date night. Put together a moment where you put a stake in the ground with your family. If you're a single parent listening and you want to get your kids together, and you just say, you know what, from this point forward, here's what we're going to live, and here's how we're going to start changing our routines. And you can go back to the 7 core decisions to becoming famous at home to start with core decision number 1 to go through that process. But I would encourage you, do a date night. Maybe it's a renewing of your vows with your spouse. It doesn't have to be anything super formal. It can be informal. You know, you're sitting across from each other and you're just renewing your vows. Like you're rereading them to one another, or you're reading new ones to one another to say, from this point forward, here's what we're doing. You have to do something ceremonially to really say, this is the day.
Marking
here's
place.
The mark. Yeah. Here's the tangible, practical day that we did this. Here's how we did it, and here's what it means for us moving forward. Here are the ways that we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I want to say this too in this episode, because I just read this morning, and it's one of those things where when you read something, this is a guy we're going to end up having on our podcast. I'm just going to speak it into existence, but. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles is a guy named Josh McCown, and he was signed. He's been in the league for 17 years. He was signed because the Eagles had 2 backup quarterbacks go down in the preseason in back-to-back weeks with injuries, and he's got 2 sons. One is a freshman, and the other one is a sophomore in high school, and they're both quarterbacks on the high school football team, and so the Eagles called him up to say, hey, you know, we want you to be the backup quarterback. And I'm going to put this article in the show notes so that you can read this article if you're interested, especially those of you guys in here listening. But it is one of those stories. He decided he would sign with the Eagles as long as they allowed him to fly back twice a week on Mondays, because he's the coach of his son's high school football team. Hmm. So he flies from Philadelphia back to Charlotte on Mondays to get the game plan for the Friday night football games. And then he flies back to Philadelphia to do practices and all that with the Eagles, flies back during Friday to be a part of the games and help coach the games, and then flies back Friday night for early morning practice on Saturday with the Eagles. And he has this routine, and one of the reporters from ESPN got on the plane with him, followed him back and forth, and just really lived with him for a week, or it was a 24-hour period, to see into the life of a man who's choosing his career and his family to be famous at home and being super intentional about it. And you might read the article and go, oh my goodness, he's spending tens of thousands of dollars on a private plane to go back and forth. The guy, when you look at the comparison and how much money he's making and, you know, how much you might be making, like, get beyond the money, because it's all percentages. It's what he's doing, and it's the decisions that he's making to prioritize his boys and not miss out on those moments. And so I just really want to encourage you with that article today. I'm going to post it in the show notes. It's just, that's what it means. Like, we're going above and beyond for our wives, for our husbands, for our children, and we're going to put a stake in the ground. I don't care if that means I'm going to get on a private plane 2 extra times a week to be back and forth. I'm going to do everything I can to be in front of my kids and my family.
That is such a powerful story. Like, that's a real life story of someone who's just, I think it's doing it with excellence. Like, there's those of us who I think just seem to like coast through, and like we think we're doing a pretty good job. But then there's those, we realize like there's more, and we realize there's this longing for more, and we can't figure out what it is. And that's what we want to do in 2020. We want to help you do in 2020. And so we actually have a big announcement
Dun, da, da,
dun. It's big for us, but I hope it's really helpful for you. Dun.
I hope it's big for you too.
I do too. So this is something that we have been working with families. We have done ourselves and continue to work through ourselves. And then we've been able to do with our coaching clients. And that is called Your Family Purpose. And
before this was a coaching group that I was running, and it was it was more difficult for more families to do. And the more we kept hearing from other families of saying, hey, we want to set our values. We want to set our purpose. We can't commit to those particular nights to do this. So it was kind of restrictive in a lot of ways, and we wanted to make it less restrictive.
Which is why we are launching our first online course that anyone can take at your own pace at any time, beginning in January 2020. And it is called Your Family Purpose, a step-by-step guide to establishing your family vision and values. And this has been probably the most requested course or coaching session.
And this is part one, by the way. I mean, part one, this is course one of many to come.
And we don't want course to sound like, oh, heavy and hard. We want this to be the biggest blessing.
It's a journey.
And just asset to your family. It's a resource that it's not this. So many people will ask like, well, okay, that's great. Like, I want to do that too. I want to let my family live on purpose. I want to have our like vision for my family. I want our family to live, you know, on purpose and have adventures and live like a life that's remarkable. That's not just like average, dull, boring, and coasting with culture. But like how? And so this is what we have worked on for what, a few years, walking families through. And it has been so powerful to see the transformation in families. Like they're just different on the other side. And every time we do it, even like, I think it gets more clarified for us. And so we want to be able to offer that for you. Like we want that for you, but we realized, you know, cost was a big factor for a lot of families. And so this is the most affordable possible way that we can get this into the hands of whatever family, wants to grab a hold of this and move forward with so much clarity and purpose in 2020.
And we also gear this towards folks who are pulled apart a lot. I mean, this is making, we have made massive decisions over our family values. And we talked about this in the core decision number 5, in the 7 core decisions to becoming famous at home. You know, we have...
none of this would be happening right now, actually, Josh. You would be working at a job for another company. And
who knows?
Like
we have made major decisions using our values. And not only that, this is one of those things that you can be like Josh McCown. You can walk into, you know, you get called by an NFL team and he says, sure, I'll gladly come with stipulations. And these are the stipulations because these are our values. These are who we are as a family. And so therefore we know what it is that we want to do and who we want to be. I mean, these are, so no matter whether you're pulled away for work, whether you're, you know, you work a normal job Monday through Friday, but you're pulled apart because your evenings are spent running, you know, from one place to the other. These things even clarify your budget and how you spend your money. Like this is what this is all about. And so we just want to be able to help you in 2020 go through those things. We'll walk through that. You know, how do you truly talk about your money? How do you truly talk about how you finance? And we're not finance people, but these values speak into how you're spending your money and how you're budgeting. They certainly do for us. Christy, when we first got married, we realized that there were so many decisions we had to make for our family, especially when our children came along, and we had to make decisions based upon what we thought other people expected of us, what society expected of us, what the culture around us was imposing on us, that we found ourselves running ragged, frantic, too busy, and realizing we were doing things that we didn't even like or that our kids didn't like.
And that's why this January we are launching our first online course to help you find your family's purpose, called Your Family Purpose, a step-by-step guide to establishing your family vision and values.
That's right. It is the year 2020. Get it? 2020 vision. We want to help you establish that 2020 vision for your family so that you're not running ragged, that you're not running frantic. And in this course, it is an online course that you will go through at your own pace, and we'll be there to help hold you accountable along that journey with different quizzes and different activities within the course. You'll have videos from yours truly, and you will also be able to navigate by the end of this journey. You'll be able to know your family's values, your vision, and you'll be able to start making major decisions as well as minor decisions based upon those values, leading intentionally and confidently for your family. Check the show notes and famousathome.com because pre-orders are on right now.
We want 2020 to be the year that you establish your family's vision, values, and your purpose. We cannot wait to do this with you in 2020. And I think the more families that do this, as we sort of clarify, like, it's just so helpful. And the method with which the course is done, there will be a community aspect. So it's been so neat to see the families just like, it's like you find your people, because you're like, oh my gosh, you guys are so like us. Like, there are so many families that are living on purpose and with such, like, evidently the McCown family, whom I don't know, but they sound wonderful. And you're just inspired by the way they make choice, like the decisions they make, how they live. And then there's the people that just kind of pull you back into normal humdrum sort of choices. And like, that's fine. I mean, it's just, that's sort of reality.
Well, it's being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah,
and part of that is surrounding yourself with people who are going to push you and help you live differently.
And we want you to be surrounded by those types of people, because they're out there and they're wonderful.
These online courses are a community of people going through the course together. So you will interact with other people going through the same course. You'll be able to talk to them about their values and what they're setting. You will be surrounded by other people who are doing this very same thing. And that's what makes it beautiful. All the way around. So, you know, we could talk about podcast episodes of doing this, but this is a deep dive. This is a step by step how to. Here's how you sit down with your family. Here's how you do it. And so we're really excited about that.
And we're even going to walk into some of the past stuff, the stuff that probably is actually being brought up right now in this season of Christmas and holidays and family, and combining, you know, our own.
And these are some of the barriers to actually doing this.
Right, because we have baggage from our past. And so we will actually walk you through a genogram, which is your family tree. It is the stuff from our past that we're still, and we will obviously bring into our current, you know, family and our marriage and the way we talk and communicate and the values that we hold and the resentments that we still harbor that we don't even realize maybe are there and are still active. Like, we're going to walk through the deep stuff so that we can get some, like, clarity on who we are and who we are together. Because this is where, you know, sometimes in the marriage, like, there's, or sometimes in the family, there's one person who's like gung-ho, like, let's do this. And the other person's like, I really don't.
Dragging their feet.
I don't care. Like, this is getting you on the same team, so that you're reconnected again, so that you're setting this vision and values and purpose together.
And also helping you to see why, you know, one is, you know, has certain values and the other one has other values based upon their own upbringing. And when we do that, I mean, the big part of that is there's a lot of times we have blind spots where we just don't see who we truly are. And that's why we're huge proponents of therapy and coaching and that type of thing. But this is one of those ways of being able to see, what are some things that I want to bring into my family from my family of origin? And what are things that I'm seeing patterns and I'm like, I just don't know if that's helpful. We would rather not bring that in. And sometimes you recognize things that are like, wow, like, we didn't even realize that was there. And so that is a super helpful way. We'll be including that. That'll be another proponent, a component of the course. You know, and as we're talking about this, you know, you're thinking like, how do we truly be famous at home? And again, it goes back to that first core decision, like making that one decision, that one thing. But it's got to come from intentionality. It's got to come from willingness. And part of that in 2020 also for each of us is to find that one thing. So maybe the course isn't for you. Maybe it's like, you know what, we feel like we're doing fairly well. But what we do want to do is we want to make this one or two decisions. I encourage you to go back, listen to those core decisions. But find what that one thing is to be famous at home to your kids. You know, some of the shifts that we're making right now in our own home is truly just trying to find pockets of ways to be present, even in the small things, like creating small daily wins. You know, Jesus said that, you know, not to worry about tomorrow, today is enough trouble of its own. If we can just hone in on today, like the wins that we need to make today. And some of the practical ways that we're doing that is, and you might hear me talk about this in the past, but 20 minutes of command-free time a day is gold for a child's brain. To be honest, like, it's gold for anybody's brain, really. But for children in particular, Stanley Greenspan talks about this. It's this time where you're you're not dictating play. You're not dictating what other, you know, what you want your kids to do. What you're doing is you're entering into their world. So great example of this is over the last couple of nights, you know, our son Landon is just begging me to wrestle with him. Like, Dad, let's wrestle. Let's wrestle. And, you know, I could easily come up with every reason not to do it. I mean, we're going to karate. We have dance. Kennedy has dance. You know, we're making dinner, we're cleaning up, we're getting ready for bed. We've got to do, you know, all these things.
And it's always right before bed.
And it's always right before bed. So Christy gets even more stressed about it.
No, it's not stress. That's dramatic. It's like, this doesn't make sense.
Exasperated is a good
word.
We
are trying to settle. We are trying to calm. Yeah. We are not trying to get, like, they sweat. They get sweaty. Well, there is that.
We're wrestling. But it's so easy to neglect it is my whole point.
Yeah.
It's so easy to listen to the naysayers who are saying, now's not the right time. It's bedtime.
Like, it's so true.
Like, my wife and I need to get on the same page here and realize that our wrestling is truly.
I recognize it's gold. I'm just advocating for a different time
of the day to do it.
That's all I'm saying.
But I've been taking that time, and it has been very, very powerful.
And when you don't, like, he's crushed. Heartbroken. Like, it's like the one thing he's been looking forward to his whole day.
And so I have to ask myself the question, is my to-do list that night really more important than that?
Yeah.
Because that thing is what's important. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are the big questions. And you know, we've even this year created space to do the Advent stuff every day. Like, we've been doing it each morning. We've been even spending some time in the evening doing our Advent time with our kids each day leading up to Christmas and talking to them. It's been great because this year, I think we have been talking more about Jesus than Santa in our home.
Actually, it's true.
Yeah, I think Jesus has actually created
Trump Santa
this year in terms of conversation. And that's not necessarily been intentional. I mean, it is. Let's be honest. But it's not like we're uber like. It's about the atmosphere we're creating in our home. Yeah. It's the environment. It's really about the environment.
Yeah, and I think, like, next week we're going to talk more too about just like setting boundaries and how to do that practically in this season, meaning like the holiday season, with just all the extra commitments and I get really it is expectations on us. And so I think, because we think that's super important and valuable to talk about. But I think this week, like, we just want to help you see beyond what is to what could be. Like, I think we just want to establish this let's go back to that word atmosphere. It's so good. Like, an atmosphere of hope, an atmosphere of like vision and dreaming. And there's more than what is currently. There's more for your marriage than what you feel is its limits right now. There's more for your relationship with your kids. There's more for your family. There's more for your purpose on this earth. Like, I just think it's so much bigger and deeper and wider than we can even wrap our heads around. And we get so stuck in the natural and in the mundane and the to-do lists, in the daily schedules. There's so much more. And I think when you get a glimpse of that more, and you start to step into it,
start to taste it.
It's like, I want that for your family. I want that for our family. I want that for my personal life. I want that for your personal life. And I just want to put that hope and that vision, and you just pray that into your life and into your family's life, that 2020 might be the beginning of a new thing.
Well, and we've got a lot of big new things coming in 2020 with this, because our heart for Famous at Home and behind this whole podcast is to create a movement of families that are famous at home and who champion being famous at home. And this is one of the very first ways that we can do that, mm-hmm. to have influence in your family, to have influence in the decisions that you're making, and to make this a whole part of make it a lifestyle that's really beginning to be multiplied across the country, across the world, because a lot of you are listening are not in the United States, which is quite lovely. We have so many international friends who are on this podcast. So literally making this around the world.
Like, who send us gifts, and like, they're like the sweetest people.
It's quite lovely.
Like, oh my gosh, you're just incredible. But I just to echo that, like, we don't but like first we have to know who we are. And that's what we want to start with, is like, who are you? Who are you as a family? Who are you as, you know, for us, who is Josh and Christy, who God seemed to put together? And now, like, okay, we're a unit. So like, what's our purpose together? And then you add every child into the mix and it's like, okay, now what's our purpose with this little team and this particular team that God has like literally handcrafted together? Who are we? What's our purpose? And that's where we want, like, we have to start there.
Well, and that goes spiritual too. And we talk a lot about that, like in terms of how we're shepherding our kids and what that means and looks like as it relates to them stepping out and leading well in you know, church life. You know, how you know, how our kids are stepping up and leading in church, to how they're learning how to pray, to, I mean, these are all things that we have been just, again, it goes back to environment. It goes back to atmosphere, the atmosphere of your home, the environment of your home, what you're creating, what you're building in the environment of your home. If your home is marked by resentment and bitterness and unspoken, you know, just stuff that you have against one another, that's going to seep into the entire environment of the home. Mm-hmm. If it is marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, that's going to seep into the environment of your home.
And that right there, I think this is where people get stuck, because it feels like, yeah, that's a pipe dream. Yeah, yeah. Right? Because it's like, that's so not where we're at. Like, that will never happen. And I just, that's where I would really just come back to this, I think, message of hope today, because the transformation that is possible in a life with the hand of God upon it is literally, I mean, it's miraculous. It is what God can do in a marriage or in a family with the level of brokenness, like just such tragic brokenness. It doesn't have to end there. And we have been able to just, the gift to watch a family that goes from a place of just hard and broken and hurt to hope, to connection, to faith and joy, and like this reunited team, it's like they have a gift that a lot who haven't walked such a difficult journey will never have. They have such...
Well, and
a powerful,
and I want to go back to what you said and what David Thomas said a few weeks ago, is that you are, it's about progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
And you're not trying to be perfect here. We're trying to make progress. Listen, are there times we yell at our kids and get frustrated with them? I mean, every now and again.
Oh my gosh. Speak for yourself. Every day, probably, over here.
Right. And it's like, but guess what? Instead of allowing that resentment to build up or allow that frustration to boil over, it's the ability to be able to get down in our kids' eyes at eye level, look them in the eye and say, I'm so sorry for the way that I spoke to you. Here's what's happening. You know, here's what I would like to see behavior change. Here's where I'd like to see this, right? And it's like just the other day. I mean, this is what's so beautiful about an environment that I've watched create. And again, I'm trying to go practical here with this. There was just a moment the other day. Christy's frustrated. She's overwhelmed. And it was overflowing into Landon, into our son. And he says, Mom, he says, are you having a bad day? You know, for him to feel the freedom to ask that question to you when you're mm-hmm. at him, and I mean, at him meaning like, it's one of those moments where everything that he was doing was aggravating, right? And so Christy's aggravated and he's saying, Mom, are you having a bad day? And when you get that response, it's like, how can you not go, you know, go back over to him and say, you know what, buddy, I'm not having a bad day. It's just that, you know, and you can just have a conversation. But for him to be able to feel, I was proud of that moment, because it was one of those moments where I'm like, he's living in an environment where he feels the freedom to be able to genuinely ask, Mom, what's going on within you?
Because he wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
Because in other seasons, he would have been afraid to ask that, because it'd be like, Mom's gonna blow up at me, or that's just not something we can talk about. And Good call.
Again, this is all about the environment that we create for our families, for our homes. And we want you to be famous at home. We want you to be able to be intentional about making those decisions. And so therefore, we are going to deeply discount this course until Christmas. And so check the show notes, go to famousathome.com, because after Christmas 2019, if you're listening to this podcast episode, that deal won't be there. But right now, if you're listening to this currently before Christmas, those deals, that deal will be there. It'll be in the show notes. Go to famousathome.com. We just really, really are excited about this, about multiplying this.
And we would
For everybody.
We would love for this to be a gift for your family. You know, as a wife or a husband, or you know, together as a team. Obviously, your kids won't maybe get the value of this, but you will. This is something, I just think it's such a meaningful, powerful gift for Christmas for your family. And so we wanted to make it as literally as available and as affordable as possible. And so that's why, this pre-sale up until Christmas, just want to give you the best discount we can possibly do. And then in January, it'll go to full price. But we, for those of you that have listened and been with us through the last, gosh, how many years? Thank you. And we hope this is a gift for you. We hope this is helpful. We are so excited to be able to do this with you in 2020. We hope that you catch the hope. We hope that you catch the vision, and that you start even just getting glimpses of your own vision and purpose.
And tell your friends, and tell your friends about it. Those listening in too, as well. Do it with other families that you can be accountable to along the journey, because we find that the more accountable we are to other people, and the more that we have others journeying alongside us, it's around surrounding ourselves with the right people. In fact, in 2020, we got some really cool episodes planned for you, and we're gonna be interviewing actually some of our closest friends, just so that you get a glimpse into who we surround ourselves with. And that type of thing. So there's a lot of cool things coming in 2020. I believe this course is a really cool opportunity for you to create vision for your family, create values for your family, put a stake in the ground. It's going to be affordable. Check it in the show notes. Go to famousathome.com. I don't want to keep overselling it, but man, we would love to see just so many families go through this thing and just crush it. And let's multiply what it means to be famous at home across the world. Thank you for listening to the Famous at Home podcast. If anything we said today hit home with you or resonated in such a way you want to share it with others, go find us on Instagram at Famous at Home and comment, share, tell others about today's episode.
We'd also love if you would leave us a review. Reviews mean so much to us, and they also help other people find out about the podcast. So if you could leave us a review, we would appreciate it.
You can also visit famousathome.com/podcast to submit a question or topic for a future episode.
And for coaching or speaking inquiries for your family or your organization, visit famousathome.com. We would love to serve you.
Because the greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.